Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hey everyone, this is Kikau and Jacob, and this is Main Street and Beyond. We are so excited for you to be joining us. Thank you so much to all of our listeners and to the people who listened to our last episode, the snacks episode. It was so much fun to do and talk about and to go back to the parks and try those snacks again.
We went and I had an ice cream sandwich, which I loved. I did not get a churro, but you tried the fried pickles.
I tried the fried pickles. They were very good. And pickles always have that thing where even thinking about them elicits a response in my tongue that is like, I want it so bad. And it really did, even just the thought of it, the thought of these fried pickles were so great. And they are, though, smaller than you'd think. I don't know. I was imagining more of like a lunch size pickle, but I'll post pictures of them. They were good. They were really good. And a good little snack, about $4.99, I think. $5.99. Somewhere in there.
We'll talk about it a little later in our new segment called What's New?
What's New? New segment. Right.
But before we get there, we just recently went to the park, Disneyland, and California Adventure. We want to share those experiences with you. First off, let's start with the Matterhorn.
So if you've listened to episodes 2 and I think that's it. Episode 2, we talked about going on the Matterhorn. I love it. It's a new podcast. We talked about going on the Matterhorn and about how we loved the Yeti animation and the ride. And what was really fun this time is that we actually went towards the end of the night, and it was dark, and it was night out, and it just made the ride that much more exciting.
And I'm going to say it is the only time to ride that ride now. I am a huge Matterhorn night fan. Because it was so dark and the tunnels were dark and you couldn't really, it was dark outside. So even when you went outside, you couldn't really tell where you were going to go. And it just was scarier. It just added an element of
surprise
to it. Yeah. But we actually did ride on the left side, even though we said we were going to ride on the right side. But they wouldn't let us go on the right for some reason. So that's twice on the right, on the left side. We still don't know if right side is slowzy magozy. If you're listening and you've ridden on the right side, tell us if it's slowzy magozy.
But now, just to say, just to clarify, this was just before the 11 o'clock parade. And I just want to say that even if you think that ride time, ride waiting in line time is not that long, it was still about 45 minutes to just get on that ride. So I'm just throwing that out there.
But what was great is we rode that ride and then we stood by It's a Small World for the parade. And it was good because we didn't have to wait that long because the parade came from the other way for the second parade.
Right.
So you were able to like ride a ride and then watch the parade and not have to sit there for 3 hours and wait for the
parade. And just going into that topic, this was the fifth time that we've seen it. Seen it 5 times. Has it been any less magical to you, Jacob?
No, it's great. I love it. And in fact, it seems like they've improved things a little, or they're just getting into their rhythm of it.
There's a couple things. Like, even we noticed the Anna and Elsa characters had microphones, and I swear the first time we saw it, they did not.
Yes.
Or their sound was off. And there was another thing that was really, it felt like, is that new?
Like Belle had a microphone, and now she doesn't. But maybe that's wrong. Maybe they gave it to the girls. I don't know.
Yeah. It was like maybe people just wanted to hear the girls speak or...
Right.
Know. Definitely Ariel has a microphone. She definitely speaks.
She's
spoken from the beginning. And the one thing, the one sort of thing that we noticed is that because there's so many lights and LED things, it's like the upkeep of the parade must be crazy because each of those costumes is like crazy. And one of the girls, who little butterfly girl that leads the
The whole parade.
No, that leads the Frozen section. Her lights were out. The cape lights were out.
The cape lights. That's like an, I don't know what they call that. It's like an ice butterfly ice dancer.
So part of that, maybe this connects to the next topic, which is we went with our friend Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
At Randall Eames. And we purchased a wand. I bought a wand, and Randall purchased a paintbrush.
The paintbrush. Tell us about this. Now,
with your annual passport discount, I received the wand, which was priced at $25 for 20 bucks. And it really is like 20 bucks of fun. It seems kind of silly, but basically there are two little knobs, one of them that changes the color that you want your wand to do or to project, and then the other one sends the color to one of the hats or gloves or bows, minis bows, and you could change the color on these items. I mean, it seems like a silly kind of thing, but the technology that's in this little wand and in their hats is really pretty extraordinary. The wand itself actually acts as, it actually syncs up with the parade as well as with World of Color. So we just left it on, and it really does like flicker and turn off and change color with the parade. So it is just one of those things that's like, I felt like a little kid buying it actually in the first place, and then it really is fairly cheap that it you'd think it is definitely worth the 20 bucks in my opinion to get it. And we throughout the night just kept kind of pointing at people and changing the color of their hats. I do have to say, as a side note, that there's a little bit of like an aggressiveness that comes out about it, because you are trying to change the color of people's hats or people's gloves, and in some cases they know that you're doing it, so then they're like hiding out of the way. It's very weird, and it's an interesting way to interact with strangers and other park guests, which is kind of fun. So if you have one yourself, if you want one yourself, write us and let us know about it.
So just to clarify, it's the ears that light up.
Yes.
It's the ears that light up, the gloves that light up, the Mickey glove, and other... Oh, and the bows.
And the mini bows.
The mini bows. And then other wands and paintbrushes, right?
Uh-huh.
Do that to each other. Yeah, it seemed really fun. I did it a few times, and it seemed like a little game that you're playing as you walk around. You're trying to change somebody's ears. And then you're like, oh...
Yeah, it's an interesting way to just interact. It's a interesting, like, amusing thing to do while you're A, waiting for a parade, or B, waiting for World of Color, or C, just being fun and silly. So
it was great, because a lot of people, I think they're sort of new, right? So a lot of people didn't know what it was, and it struck up conversation with other people around. So that was kind of good.
I think the interesting conversation will be when future trips come up, like, oh, should I bring the wand? Should I not? Because it is one of those things that you do have to, like, either have a backpack for or, like, you know, plan on carrying it. It does come with a little wrist holder thing so that it doesn't fly off, kind of like those Wii controllers. But, yeah, you know, it's sort of significant enough that you can't just pop it in your pocket. So... I don't know. I love it. It's my new toy.
It seems very fun. Very fun. Wands. I gotta get one. And apparently the paintbrushes are very popular. The style that's a paintbrush.
Yes.
There was only like four left in the park.
Yeah, there were zero left in Disneyland, and there were five left in California Disney at one of the outdoor carts, and Randall purchased one of them. I mean, it was really like that kind of crazy that they've been selling out, but we've been assured that they're gonna get more.
And yeah, I'm sure they'll get more.
Yeah,
but the wands, very fun. We gotta get the wands. What else? We also saw the new World of Color.
Celebrate.
The world is a carousel of color.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's called Celebrate. It's World of Color Celebrate. Oh, no,
World
that's
of
right.
Color Celebrate.
It's like the name of the thing.
I see.
The actual show. For those of you who don't know, this is the one that is hosted by Mickey Mouse and by Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, so fun.
And it's a little bit more, at least sort of a synopsis of it if you haven't seen it. It's a little bit more about the history of Mickey Mouse, of Disneyland, and then sort of Act 3 of it is like the future or what growth the company itself has. And one of the moments that I was struck by was the section that sort of looked to the past and was real live. It wasn't animation, it was like video. And it was projected onto the water, of course. And it was more like memories. You saw like old footage of people in the teacups and people running through the castle. And of course, Walt Disney speaking. I just sort of found that interesting. And what's really great is that you see some of the older characters like Lady and the Tramp and
Jungle Book. There's a whole Snow White section with the seven dwarves. It's really cool.
Yeah. And so it's more of a celebrate the history of Disneyland and brings to Disney California that historical element, or you know, because California is such a newer park, there's something about it that's like, oh, we're gonna tie this together, like we're yes. all Disneyland, and we're gonna tie together the history, even though we don't have a castle here or whatever.
I loved it. Let me tell you what I loved about it. I loved they've got this new screen that they pulley up, and it covers the Mickey Mouse that's on the Mickey's Fun Wheel. But from a cast member, I asked if it was a rear projection. It seemed like there wasn't enough room for that, if it's going to be right up against it. And I think he said it was a LED screen, like a flexible LED screen. So all of that is
high tech.
It's amazing what it does. But it really, I think I like that, it just adds an element to that show of being able to show footage and video mm-hmm. more clearly than they have in the past because it's just a solid screen. So I love that. It seems like they've able to like up the technology on the lighting of the water and what the water can do. They've added more like fire effects into it. I loved the Star Wars section. That is awesome. But let me tell you what I didn't like about it is I felt like it was too focused on the video. I felt like we were trying to watch just a video the whole time. And whereas the other World of Color, it was about the water and about the lights and about really giving making a visual picture of what the song was in color and light. Mm-hmm. And this seemed more about, like, we're going to show you actual footage, and we want you to see footage. I mean, it was great, don't get me wrong. I would wish is they would show this, and then they would show, like, the first show would be this, and then the second show would be World of Color, like, the older show.
There's something that's, like, just special about it. I was saying this is special, just like the holiday version is special. And so I think I've now seen the original World of Color show so many times that it really is like exciting. It's like you could show anything on there and I'm gonna, you know, just be excited that all of that technology coming together.
But you know what, did you get that where like it didn't seem as much about the water.
Oh, totally.
And what the water can do and focusing on that. It seemed more about spraying a big fan of water to then project video on top of that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that what made it even more that is the new Mickey LED face thing. So it's everything, it's just a little bit sharper, and so you're really paying attention to like what those screens, both the screen there and the screen that's on California Screamin' Screen. Yeah. And all of that together, you're just really watching the video.
It's really cool. They've added more lights, I think, along the coasters and all of that. So there's much more lighting that happens. I love, though, when they do project onto the water and then there's something on the screen for instance, they're like Snow White and the Prince are dancing, I think, below on the water, and then on the screen above them is the Wicked Queen. So that's kind of cool. It's just, I liked it.
Yeah. I think it's a, okay, so it's that thing. It's like, would you recommend someone to see it?
I don't think so.
Okay, if someone had a choice.
It was like, if I have one night here, what should I see? I would say Parade and Fireworks.
Okay.
Over World of Color. And maybe even Fantasmic Over World of Color.
Now,
but I'm a huge Fantasmic fan.
So. Over Celebrate. Would you...
World of Color, Celebrate. I'm sorry. I keep saying the wrong thing.
Would you wait to see it again?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, like, in this summer season, or as long as the 60th celebration is happening, you're just not... Yeah. It's not going to be the first in your list.
It's not the first on my list. Okay. No. It's right. Definitely not. But I would totally would see it again.
But
it just felt a little more educational. I wanted to be a little bit more entertained.
I think this is what we're here for. We're here for providing a service. I mean, if someone has one day and they have to choose between these amazing experiences,
yeah.
Like, let's point them towards the ones they should see and not miss out.
I'm going to say Fireworks and Parade.
Yeah, that's a good
comment. And maybe, is there a way to do Fantasmic? Fireworks, and then the parade.
There is a mathematical way you can do
we
all
can, we
three.
Haven't figured it out, but there's got to be a way.
Yeah, you can
I
do
don't
all
think
three.
You would be by the castle. You could, like, see the fireworks. Fantasmic and see the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
But not be... I don't think you can get to the castle by that point.
Right.
And there's... It'll be...
Too many people.
There's nowhere to stand. But... And then you could see the second parade. Anyway, that's World of Color. Celebrate. I'm sure we'll come back to it at some point. We'll see it again. We're gonna see it again.
Of course,
we're there.
The next thing that we look forward to is actually watching the fireworks from It's a Small World. So I'm just throwing that out there as like,
yes.
Hey, this is something that we're gonna, that's coming up that we want to watch just in
yeah.
front of there,
I
in front of It's a Small World.
It's a Small World. Yeah, I think it's gonna prove to be good. I don't know. We'll see. What else did we do? What else is on our list? Ah, so we were in California Adventure, and we rode, I think, your favorite ride.
Oh, gosh.
If I can say that.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't want to put things...
Oh, yes. Know, oh, my gosh. I forgot.
Which is Midway Mania.
Midway Mania is my ultimate favorite ride. I think that it's so fun. I mean, that number maybe goes maybe 1-2 with some of the other classics, but... I just love it so much. I think it just plays into, like, my competitive nature. I love the Toy Story franchise. I am, and I'm just, so you're saying I get to sit in a ride and, like, be thrown around and I get to, like, win something or, like, feel like I am. And for those of you who don't know the ride, I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you're familiar with it, but you're basically sitting in these little rotating seats that shoot... virtual items like you're playing at a
boardwalk game. Right.
So darts or throwing balls at plates or throwing ring toss, all those sort of classic boardwalk games. Derek and myself have actually like been going a lot and practicing and getting good at the pairing, like when you do two people are trying to achieve the same goal, and you really do need both people in your car to do this. So if you're unfamiliar with this, basically each one of those sections, let's say the plate tossing section, has a sort of thing that you can do with the person that's in your compartment, and you can hit, for that one in particular, that one is they throw these plates up, and if you hit both of those
at the same time
or within the same frame of time, because they sort of come up one, like one right after the next, then basically all of the plates become 2000s, and they start this little, the hill kind of opens up, and there is a tank, and it starts throwing $5,000 plates.
Ah,
so,
yeah, we did that.
Yeah, so basically...
You unlock... It's basically unlocking a higher level.
Yes, And you need the other person, and for various reasons, Jacob and I have not done this yet. And this was his first time during this trip. And what were your thoughts?
I loved it. Well, first of all, I was so nervous because I know how competitive you are. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have to hit this balloon or you're going to kill me. So we did that. We got all the special levels except for one, which was the ring toss on the aliens. And I believe you have to get all the aliens in the center to open up the monster that then you just shoot rings into its mouth. Crazy.
You get all of... So for that one, fans and friends, you get all of the rings. You cover all of the little pop-up aliens. And as soon as you can cover them all simultaneously, not one extra, the rocket flies away and it becomes a monster. The monster opens its mouth like as if you're at a, as if you're on a carousel throwing rings in, and the mouth opens. And each time it opens, it's a different value. So it goes from 500.
So you just
want to
throw as many rings as you can.
Right. So you, if you, it's the major, major point getter.
Okay.
Anyways, I do have to say that you were very good. He listened to a couple tips I had before we started, but was basically like, hey, just tell me what to do when we're in it. And so I was like, all right, here we go.
Oh my God.
So I was basically yelling at you the entire time.
You were so fun. Thank you so much. I can't get past that beaver. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is that at the end you get a little animal?
I feel like someone's going to record this and, like, turn that into a dub smash.
And be like, please, please dub smash us. Please.
Mr. Mustopheles can't get past
I that. Can't get past the beaver.
So, yes.
We have to edit that out.
No, it's fun. Family friendly. Listen. No.
You get a little animal at the end.
Yes.
And I can't get past the beaver level.
Well, this will be an accomplishment that you will be able to discuss.
On our journey, if you stay with us, hopefully...
Yeah.
You know.
The next
by episode 100, I'll be up to the cat level. Wouldn't that be exciting?
You will see. That's what you dub smash.
Okay, so I can finally get to be a cat.
Now, the thing is that you have to... It does actually take practice. I mean, you have to practice at it. Like, you can't just think you're going to go in there and do it every time. Like,
no.
So those people that get those really high scoring points actually work at it. You know, they, like, wait in
I feel like there should be, like, a tournament. Mm. Like a Midway Mania tournament.
There are some people, though, that have crazy numbers. Like,
I know, but I want you to be in that tournament.
You
always win. You're always high score of the car. So maybe there's someone out there that wants to challenge to a Midway Mania challenge.
No, because here's the thing. There are people who magically get 400,000 points.
How?
And because what it is what? In addition to getting these things, you have to be accurate. My accuracy is always like 14%.
Oh.
So it's like if I up that accuracy, if we hit all of those things, the rocket goes away, and I don't get any rings in the mouth, then there's really no point. So, like I
still
said,
think there should be a tournament. Midway Mania tournament. Who's with me? I think it should happen.
Main Street and Beyond's Midway Mania tournament.
Oh my God. Yes, we'll have a booth.
Oh my gosh, no booth.
I love it. Okay, that's Midway Mania. Okay, so we ate at a couple of places that were new for both of us, I think. You ate at Carnation Cafe. We've already talked about the pickles, but what else did you have and did you enjoy it?
I went to Carnation Cafe and we actually went there for breakfast. Here's the inside scoop. That breakfast ends promptly at 11 o'clock.
So 11:01, no waffles.
11:01, no waffles. And they actually, I think, because we got there at like 10:40. I mean, like, but we had to wait, so I totally get it. But part of me thinks they were clearing those waffles away and then whatever. But we were told that if you want breakfast, they are still serving breakfast at the Bayou Cafe or Blue Bayou, or there's another cafe where you can get similar breakfasts that they send people to. Anyways, they do not have those waffles after 11. So we had lunch. I had the sourdough... burger bacon melt, and it was there was a practice, what do you call it? It's a display version that was sort of sitting out. So as the hostess took us to our seat, which was outside, she was like, look on your left. This is a special you can get. Whatever. It was good. And I got that with fruit. You could choose fruit and or fries. I chose the fruit. And so basically I had like a breakfast. Like I had the toast, I had the fruit, I had the bacon, and I just had the burger as well. And we had coffee, and it was great. We sat outside, and while we waited, actually, for this table, we had the early band introduction in the morning with
the marching band.
Marching band, Main Street, Disneyland marching band, led by Mickey Mouse. And it was really so fun and magical, and one of my favorite things of the day, because they allowed a little girl to conduct, and they were doing silly things with them and then went on their way. But it was just a fun, great, easy way to start the day. That was a first, and then the other first for me was the omnibus ride, which we went back. It was just that double-decker bus. We rode it from there to the castle, and it was really just a fun little magical moment because we were the only people in line for it. The amazing driver was like, I don't know, you might have to get in line. You might have to push people out of the way. So we got the magical seats, which is at the very top in the very front, so we could have the full view of on our trip to the Sleeping Beauty's castle. And it was just a really great thing. So rewinding a little bit back to food, but those are my firsts.
And that video is posted on our Facebook page, Main Street and Beyond, if you want to check that out. The second thing we did was eat at the Pasta. I don't know what it's called, but it's in
California Adventure. California Adventure.
And it's in the back by the Goofies. Barnstormer, is it? That's Walt Disney World.
It's next to, Goofy Sky School.
Sky School. The pasta place back there, and we had the
spaghetti
and meatballs. I got extra sauce because I like sauce, so, and it was delicious. We also had a salad. The salad was lovely. It was a really good, and it wasn't very expensive.
Yeah, the AP discount, it was really cheap, actually.
Yeah, and it was a really good, it was really good food, really good amount of food, and so I would suggest eating there, and it was kind of in the back, and not many people, it wasn't quiet, but it wasn't super loud either, so it was a nice, like, if you want to get away for a little bit and kind of find a little corner. There was some trees you could sit under, and it was just really nice. It was a nice and expensive meal. I highly suggest doing that. There was also like falafel,
like a Mediterranean
place next to it. We didn't eat there, but the food looked good. So that will be another time that we go and
so have that just
food.
To distinguish them, that pasta restaurant is similar to not a dining experience, but a cafeteria where you go in and you choose your thing. There's all sorts of things, and then you exit and leave, just like Carnation Plaza. And then the other...
It's a quick service.
But then the Mediterranean section is just like the Taqueria in Disney, California, which is like a window, right? So... Both accept your discounts or whatever, but it's...
Both are considered quick service, I believe. Mm. Those are both quick service, but...
One's just really that, good. Like, that dining experience that, like, you go in, you're not... You don't have a waiter, is
it's
what
not
I'm
a window,
say.
Yeah. Right. And it's not a window.
And
it's a
window.
Little somewhere in the between. It was really good. I liked it.
What did you have?
I had the spaghetti as well, and I also had just a side salad.
But they had, like, a ziti, I believe, with chicken.
Uh-huh.
That looked good.
Like a farfalle or something.
Yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
It was, yeah. Check that out. It's good.
Hey, before we go, just to remind you, please follow us on Instagram at Main Street and Beyond. And you can also like us on Facebook at Main Street and Beyond. And if you want to ask us a question or want to send us an email or something, we are available at mainstreetandbeyond@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us a question. We'll ask it on the air.
How fun.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you guys. See you in the park.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.